CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The White House says it will overcome two court rulings now blocking President Trump's sweeping import tariffs.
These are real judges in the court of law who are trying to block the president's power and the policies that he was elected to enact.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked if the trade negotiations would continue with other countries while this plays out in the U.S. courts.
Other countries around the world have faith in the negotiator-in-chief, President Donald J. Trump. And they also probably see how ridiculous this ruling is, and they understand that the administration is going to win, and we intend to win.
Rachel Wolf with the Wall Street Journal says the administration could shift tactics if forced to.
There are some places that tariffs remain, and I think that, like, steel, aluminum, car parts, some of the tech goods that we're getting from China. And so, you know, if he's having success there, perhaps he will use those same methods in some of these other areas. We just really don't know yet.
The White House says it will take the matter to the Supreme Court. A federal judge today extended an order blocking the Trump administration from barring Harvard from enrolling foreign students. The decision coming just as graduation ceremonies were getting underway. CBS's Nikki Batiste is there.
This judge basically said, I'm going to put a preliminary injunction in place so not a single Harvard foreign student can have his or her visa revoked. She wants this battle between the White House and Harvard University to run the full course of law before any single student could even potentially be removed from this campus.
China is the second largest country of origin for international students in the U.S. Yesterday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced some of them would have their visas revoked. Hamas said today it's studying the latest ceasefire plan proposed by President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff. The White House says Israel has agreed to it. The Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington reopened today following the deadly shooting of two Israeli embassy workers last week. John Doman reports.
Capitol Jewish Museum President Chris Wolf calls the reopening
a declaration that we will not allow hate to silence our voices.
Joining him on stage was D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It is up to all of us to denounce anti-Semitism.
And together, some of the city's Jewish, Christian, and Muslim leaders all did just that.
God does not want us to be cruel to each other.
We are at our best. We show up for each other.
May we turn our lament into building bridges.
John Doman for CBS News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, investors are still trying to digest the latest trade policy confusion. The Dow is about unchanged. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Air Force ended up finding those flares in Lake Michigan. The Coast Guard says all four phosphorus military flares lost in Lake Michigan during a training exercise have now been recovered. They were recently lost off Milwaukee's coast. One device washed ashore in Chicago. A Racine homeowner is warning others after finding her house falsely advertised online as a rent-to-own property. WISN 12 News has the story from Shelley Benning. She says strangers have shown up at her door asking to tour the home, even though she lives there and it's not for rent. Police say because no money changed hands, it's not considered a crime. A Racine County judge has ruled that a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will stand trial. The defense for the 16-year-old yesterday argued for reduced charges, but the judge found probable cause. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The teen is due back in court June 18th. The play on the pitch and the diamond has moved to the playoffs for some Racine County girls. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com today to read all about high school girls soccer and softball and what teams are looking for a state title. Go deeper on local sports at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow, and the public is invited to celebrate. The afternoon anniversary event features tours, guest speakers, and a look back at the library's legacy. And Racine's Haymarket comes back to the downtown today. It'll be there every other week. There are more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm going to try and give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. A little bit later, we're going to talk about Over Our Head Players. They've got a new show opening up this weekend. And my friend Robin will be here. We got to talk about passwords, everything we hate, right? It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
yeah.
on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Have you been to Northside Beach yet this year? Yeah, it's open. Racine's Beachside Oasis is open Tuesdays through Sundays, and they've got hot fun all summer long, great food, great music, even some yoga and other activities from time to time. And in between all the fun, you can hear the Timeless Hits here on WRJN. They'll be blasting it over the speakers there at the Beachside Oasis. So head on out to the Beachside Oasis on North Beach with WRJN.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurance, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Yeah.
Across the Four Seasons on WRJN featuring Frankie Valli's soaring falsettos. Frankie Valli's real name, by the way, is Frank Castelluccio. He cut a couple of solo singles, most notably My Mother's Eyes as Frankie Valli in 1953 and 1954 before forming the Veritones in 1955. By 56, the Veritones had gone through a few name changes before settling on the Four Lovers. That year, they produced an LP, a couple of EPs, and five singles for RCA. But by 1958, the Four Lovers went their separate ways. He was a solo act again and eventually formed the Four Seasons with some friends of friends.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.
Understand, and so we're running down the back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You love these timeless hits all week, right? On WRJN, there's even more Sunday morning with Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. From Sinatra to Glenn Miller to Nat King Cole, you can enjoy a rich mix of pre-rock legends and themed stories. It's Sunday 7 till noon on WRJN.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine homeowner is warning others after finding her house falsely advertised online as a rent-to-own property. WISN 12 News has the story from Shelley Benning. She says strangers have shown up at her door asking to tour the home, even though she lives there and it's not for rent. Police say because no money changed hands, it's not considered a crime. Experts warn fake rental listings are a growing scam targeting unsuspecting renters. The play on the pitch and the diamond has moved to the playoffs for some Racine County girls. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com today to read all about high school girls' soccer and softball and what teams are looking for a state title. Go deeper on local sports at RacineCountyEye.com. This Saturday, Racine's Festival Hall will host a special portrait gallery organized by a local rep. The 60 Seconds Angelina Cruz is attempting to celebrate 40 local public school students and their stories of racial and social justice. A statement says Cruz is using the event to spotlight what she says is the need for more state funding in public schools. The gallery was created in partnership with local artists and educators. It's free and open to all. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow. The public is invited to join an anniversary celebration from 4 to 7. It'll feature tours, speakers, and a retrospective on the library's legacy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight you dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN.
Say bon, 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 b
see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for the singing.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you ready for today's overly obvious headline? Here it is. Older workers are more likely to stay on the job when they have control over their hours, workplace flexibility, and job autonomy. Throw in a scheduled nap and you've got yourself one happy employee. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, Racine County's farming roots run deep, and WRJN is proud to support them. Tune in weekday mornings 5 to 6 for Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, and her Midwest Farm Report. And she's got ag news updates throughout the day, too. It's local. It's essential. It's WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spider with God, Judy in the sky, with dances.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
Days up. arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. What you doing tonight? Can I suggest something for you? Head down to Racine's Lakefront. It's another Hot Harbor Night, and they're going to be taking place every Thursday evening this summer. And tonight, there'll be some live music down there. They're going to be honoring some Racine Youth volunteers. It's free. There's going to be food and drink for sale. It's every Thursday down on the lakefront. Go to Festival Park downtown. And my understanding is that both Don Rosen and Dan Marcus are going to be there. So stop by and say hi to them. It's Hot Harbor Nights tonight with WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists and T-shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on June 10th for a special shirt by artist Whitney Nettles. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN. I keep on dancing, boy. Don't you wanna turn the jerk right now? Turn it on, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Time you gotta do the locomotion, yeah. Turn it on a prime, don't hurry me my way. Shake it, every perfect dance. Keep on dancing.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And coming up after the 3 p.m. news, it's 4 things you did not know yesterday. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
time. News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Trump administration is waiting for word on whether Hamas will accept the latest ceasefire plan put forward by the U.S. At the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Special Envoy Witkoff and the president submitted a ceasefire proposal to Hamas that Israel backed and supported. Israel signed off on this proposal before it was sent to Hamas. I can also confirm that those discussions are continuing.
CBS News contributor Robert Berger says Israel's killing of a Hamas leader may move things forward.
In Israeli circles, Mohammed Sinwar, who was the de facto leader of Hamas after his brother Yahya was assassinated last year, was considered even more radical than Yahya Sinwar and also an obstacle to a hostage deal. So the hope is that now Hamas, and everybody's waiting for their response, that they'll agree to this ceasefire.
The White House said today it will fight court rulings banning the president's tariffs. The Treasury Department confirmed today that Chair Jerome Powell met with President Trump. CBS's Natalie Brandt has that.
President Trump told Powell that he thinks